Okay, listen to this one.
Ow! My ears!
You can just avoid this one.
I only wanted to have a little fun.
But this noise
becomes totally absurd.
Children should not partake in the listening of this album.
You fucking dick!
I'll tell you who I blame.
Oh, you better blame Satire.
You're gonna enjoy me if you've never seen me before. Even if you've seen me before, you're gonna enjoy me again, because I'm good.
Do enjoy yourself and have fun.
And now, on with the show.
How about trees?
They're highly addictive, and they can kill you.
Not all Louisiana tree tours stay with the good magic, however. Fehrenberg, a pastor who continually confronts their oft-feared work, explains...
How to stay away from them!
Hello there. I'm George Putnam.
Get away from the old man!
And this man was in such fear that I literally... had to tell this man, to tell that man, if he did it again, I was going to the DA's office.
Hi, my name is George.
I said get away from me!
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Nearly 1,000 people have been killed so far this year.
By the new Lionel Cherry Picker car.
Mother of God, I thought. Here it comes.
Five people were killed in the crash.
Imagine one of these crashing every week.
That would be great!
Are you laughing?
No, I'm not.
Good.
This laughter is physically dangerous.
Now, let's all just laugh.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
I think it's pathetic.
Now, let's all just fart.
Notice how the gas is compared with alcohol?
Ew, gross!
I mean, gross me out.
Maybe you kids will be able to do better.
Hello, hello, I'm Bozo the Clown.
Hello, I'm Joe Cozzolino, the sheriff of Sonoma County.
Hello, I'm Mr. Red.
Hello, I'm Margie Fincham.
You're a witch.
Yes, I am.
My favorite episode is the one where Sam replaces Darren with another man but pretends he is the same. Oh wait, that really happened. Never mind.
Reach the television on and you'll see.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy
masturbating in front of
congressmen. Yes, even the president himself.
He's going to use one or two hands.
The more you concentrate, the further that hand will move, as if there were a giant bouquet of helium balloons attached to your wrist.
There's lots of videos on YouTube and information online about how to do this.
Most of them are
capturing the nation's attention.
Hitler gives them faith and promises them
some chapstick
and a spinal fluid test.
Because you know a good deal when you see it.
He could hardly believe his eyes.
It was Han Solo in his Falcon.
And he was naked.
He had lovely green scales and purple wings.
I think he punches himself in the throat.
Immediately, I'm going to follow that up with a kick as though it were to the groin region.
I think he enjoyed it.
I really did.
I received letters in my office from
Johnny Mathis
asking for help
finding or inflicting pain upon the
children, invalids,
your family, your friends, and even yourself.
Now, what you're going to imagine, and try to make this as real for yourself as you can, is that some uninvited somebody is on top of you, okay? And they're about to
give you a spanking.
Oh, boy.
I've always enjoyed it.
For the next half hour, we'll enjoy
burning fuel in a small enclosed space.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Very peculiar.
Dude, I like dicks, okay? I like dicks.
Those ain't fake dicks. Those are real big dicks.
And the other was a great big
cock.
A huge, misshapen, towering thing.
Call the police.
I receive phone calls from
Police Sergeant Edward O'Reilly,
who circles the globe to uncover the stories America will never stop talking about.
These exciting stories and much, much more on
Lifestyles of the Rich and Flatulent.
Oh, but dear, I think I smell
the refreshing scent of
butt that smells like
chemical weapons.
Stop that! Silly.
Sounds silly now, but
we have a very serious problem.
Deadly serious.
A light to moderate bladder control problem.
Constipation can be a problem for anyone.
You know, even though it stinks, it kind of reminds me of
growing up in the street gangs, going through prison, being involved with drugs.
And of course,
being romantically involved with
Johnny Mathis.
That's enough, no more!
All right, well, I hope you guys enjoyed this video, and I hope it made you laugh. And if you did laugh,
go get fucked and fuck yourself! Jump off a cliff! And die! Go run into a fucking knife! God! Damn it!
Alright. I'll see you all later. And I'll see you next time. Take care.